The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have your repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So I've waited 7 years to make a joke about how the Catholics have always taken this gospel extremely seriously and always sit at the very back. But as you can see, that's not really the case today, so I guess I'll have to wait a few more years to use it. Today, Christ invites us to learn from him because he is meek and humble of heart. All of the readings today point to this virtue of humility. The first reading reminds us that if we are humble, we will find favor with God. And the second reading reminds us of Christ's humility, that the God of the universe humbled himself by taking on human flesh, becoming like us in all things but sin, suffering and dying for each one of us, that we might live with him. And then the gospel today tells us to take the lower seat, emphasizing humility over honor, over pride of place. Taken together, these passages tell us one thing, that humility is necessary for salvation. But oftentimes, we humans have a funny habit of distorting humility, what it really is. Either we have too much of it or too little. When we have too much humility, we have what we call fake humility, false humility. If we have too little, it is the sin of pride, self-serving, egotistical narcissism. And so what Christ calls us to today is this middle ground for this virtue of humility. But what exactly does this look like? St. Mother Teresa, when speaking to her sisters, once said, "If I try to make myself as small as I can, I will never become humble." It is humility with a hook. True humility is truth, the truth of the matter. Humility comes when I stand as tall as I can and look at all of my strengths and the reality about who I am, but then put myself alongside Jesus Christ, our Lord. And it's there when I humble myself before him and realize the truth of who he is, when I accept God's estimate of myself, when I stop being fooled about myself and impressed with myself, there I begin to learn humility. The higher I am in grace, the lower I should be in my own estimation, because I am comparing myself with the Lord our God. We can see in Mother Teresa's words two competing ideas, two things that must be kept in tension, opposing ideas, but kept in tension with one another. First, who we are when we place ourselves before God, to remember that I am nothing. I am a mere creature. From dust I came, and to dust I shall return. When we place ourselves before God, this is that humility, that lower sense. But then there's that second sense that she mentions. And this is how God sees us. The God of the universe, who made you out of love, who made you out of nothing, who counts the hairs on your head, who willingly took on human flesh to become like us in all things but sin, who suffered and died for you, who, because of his infinite love, loves each one of you as if you were the only person in existence. It is by keeping these two things in tension that we understand the truth of humility. On the one hand, before God, before the infinite, we are nothing. But to him, to God, we are everything. This humility is grounded also in a psychological awareness that everything I have, everything I possess, all the gifts, the skills, the material items, it all comes from God. It is a gift given to us by God. And therefore, because it is all a gift, I have no reason to boast. None of it belongs to me. It has been given to me to be given out. I must not use these God-given gifts to elevate myself above others. So humility means the proper understanding of our own worth. It requires us neither to overestimate nor underestimate our worth. The humility that the gospel urges upon us has nothing to do with self-deprecation that leaves a person without proper self-esteem. We must simply admit the truth about ourselves. We do not know everything. We do not do everything correctly. And we are imperfect sinners. Nevertheless, again, we also must recognize that we are made in the image and likeness of our God, that he has created us out of love, and that he showers us with his graces and his blessings every single moment of our lives. But also, it's important to recognize that we are not of value because of the gifts that God has given us, but rather because we are beloved children of God, made in his image and likeness, adopted by him as sons and daughters. This is where our true worth lies, in being children of God. And so, my brothers and sisters, humility is necessary for salvation. Keeping these two things in tension. And Christ himself has shown us the way in this. And so the question we have to ask ourselves today, and we have to answer, is if Christ has shown the way, will I follow?